This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friday. Monday to Friday just kind of went oof all in one, didn't it? But I'm glad it's Friday. A little snow out there. Yeah. 20 mile an hour winds. Fargo 26, Minot, Bismarck 29. Is that the temp or is that the wind? I think it's the wind. So it's, you know, winds are gusting up there pretty good. But I think today is sort of more the aftermath, kind of cleanup, than more so the brunt of the storm that we thought it would be. Last night was a mess. I shoveled. I did not complain. Kev, I did not complain once.
Well, not once. I wouldn't expect.
Yeah. We want to get as many callers as we can this hour, so stack them up. Rich in Battle Lake, you're first. We'll stick with our one minute only protocol. And if you have a question for me, happy to answer, but save it for the end. If you just want to say what you want to say, no problem. You got the whole minute. No problem at all, but we'll give you a full minute and the question. I'm just doing that to get through all the callers today. Really go home and put my head on the pillow and say, what could we do better tomorrow? And it's always about get more callers in. So usually I reserve this segment for a little bit of a monologue, a little bit of a what's on my mind kind of deal. But we don't have time for that. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour on the Talk Radio Town Hall. We, too, will get with more callers with him and kind of do the one minute only mode with Kevin next hour. Senator Cramer, who remains a champion of all champions in his access to the listeners. When you're mad at him, when you're happy with him, when you have an idea, when you need help, it doesn't matter. Senator John Hoeven, generally, from the time we ask till the time he comes on, is very, very accessible to this audience. You know, he's not commented since the vote last Wednesday. That's a week ago and some change. And so I'm ready for him to come back on, and we are efforting that. He did do an ag roundtable this week, but I think as much as the ag stuff is important and other things as well, there's also I need to sort of walk us through his thought process on that, because I remain in disagreement with the vote of Senator Hoeven, Senator Cramer, and Congressman Armstrong. I remain in disagreement. So Congressman Armstrong and I have exchanged a few texts. The Cold War is starting to thaw a little bit. It's not really Cold War, I'm kidding. But Chris, when is the last time Kelly Armstrong has been on? It's over a month, I think, isn't it? And we've asked a lot of times. So and he's done other shows, so I don't know. Congressman Armstrong at one point thought we, this show, were sort of inciting, and maybe that wasn't the word he used, but that's what I heard, whipping up, I think was the exact word, this audience. And we were making things worse than they were. And I think anybody that thinks that could listen to the show and say, well, Hennon thinks this, Kevin thinks this, Todd thinks this, and now the callers think this. Oh, my gosh, they're whipping them up. What they don't know about how we do the show, and what they don't know about the audience is they're always playing chess when we're playing checkers. They're always a few steps ahead. I mean, so we don't whip anybody up. That demeans the audience. That suggests they can't think for themselves and we're stirring it up. We don't do that. Now, on occasion, people will suggest calls should go to the members of Congress. I always think you err on the side of sharing your opinion with your member of Congress. They work for you, whether that's a call, whether that's an email, on anything and everything. But, you know, I honestly think however many calls they got, it was blatantly obvious where North Dakotans were at on this. I've never got a straight answer. Maybe we'll ask Kevin Cramer on that today, because he's not given me numbers, but he has a shared sort of the topics that are most important. And I think I forget what it was, but I'll pull that up and we'll talk about that today on the show. But I believe the overwhelming amount of calls, comments, emails, whatever, from North Dakotans to those individuals were that they wanted a yes vote on an objection to fight a little harder on Wednesday. It is crying over spilt milk now in my mind. What's done is done. I know there are some people that think Joe Biden will be putting his hand on the Bible and raising one and taking the oath, which I hope he isn't crossing his fingers anywhere, if in fact he's up there on Wednesday. I'm not so sure, though. I don't know. I've come to this opinion. We can't know. It's not for us to know or understand or anything else. Only God knows. That's what Mike Lindell told me last night. I called, check up on him, say, how you doing? And I said, so what do you think? He said, well, a lot of the focus now, in fact, all of the focus is on the voting machines between China and the Vatican and affidavits. Irrefutable evidence. Irrefutable, well thought out, planned way in ahead, not a ship shot operation. Definitely manipulation of voting machines. This election was stolen from Donald Trump. Those are the words of Mike Lindell. So when Donald Trump says it, he gets taken off social media because he's crazy. But he's not crazy. This is a real investigation. It has happened. I think the sad thing now, honestly, is Donald Trump could announce that while all this has been going on, check me on this, Kevin, while all this has been going on, he's been working on a side project with all the best scientists in the world, the medical experts, and they've actually come up with a cure for cancer, one of the plagues of our society. And I'm not sure ABC, NBC, CBS would even report on it.
No.
I think
I don't either.
Fox might mention it one time out of 10 other stories about how much they want to be loved and invited to cocktail parties. MSNBC would laugh about it. CNN would mock it as well.
Yep.
Wouldn't be in many newspapers, wouldn't be anywhere. That's where Donald Trump is at. I believe it is a case of not Donald Trump being the discredited one. I believe the individuals who are silencing him have been discredited. And guess what? I also learned from Mike Lindell that they've got down to his level now. President, all these other people banned. Guess what? He's blocked out of his Twitter account. Okay? He can't access
Mike it. Is?
Yeah, Mike is. He can't do anything. But if you go to Twitter right now, there's still posts there. So I said, well, who's posting? I have no idea. They're tagging me. They're doing weird stuff. That is not me. He said, let me pull up the last one. I didn't say that. I didn't post that. That's not me.
Wow.
Now, it's not wacky, crazy stuff like, you know, Donald Trump's a traitor and I love AOC and Nancy Pelosi. It's sort of stuff in his wheelhouse, but somebody else is doing it.
The Ministry of Truth is doing that.
Of course they are.
The Ministry of Truth has got the they're now the arbiter of all things truthful and factual.
Don't try and decide what is going to happen Wednesday or after Wednesday or anything else. I remain very firm in this. We're going to know. We're going to know the true and fair outcome of this election. It might not come in a manner you're used to, opening up a newspaper, seeing a breaking news report, hearing it on the radio, but it will happen. That may be years from now. Best estimate from legal experts I talked to, 18 months. But anyway, there's your Mike Lindell update. I'm thinking of him because of last night's conversation. I wanted you to know, and also our listeners, just love the man. Just read a text. Please ask your prayer warriors on your show to pray that Mike's work be completed. It is very important. Somebody yesterday called and read his book, What Are the Odds? Crack Addict to CEO. If you read the book, it says Mike has work to be completed. That's why his 9 or 10 or 11 near-death experiences didn't come to fruition. That's why his crack dealer said, you know what, Mike? We're not going to sell you any more crack. Because you're smarter than crack. You've got something to do. So I think that prayer, if you want to join me in that, is that Mike's work be completed. If you don't pray, if you don't believe in God, if you're not Christian, if you have... This doesn't pertain to you. I'm not trying to demean you in any way. You're welcome to call this show. You're welcome to sigh when I say this. That's fine. I don't mean to impose my beliefs or anybody else's belief. I'm relaying what a listener said, and I welcome your comments too. Rich and Battle Lake, first to go, 1 minute, 1 minute only, on a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Tell me, Rich.
Good morning, Scott. Keep up the good work. And I think when I was watching the invasion, the so-called invasion, I thought this looks like some kind of Hollywood choreographed production of Antifa at work. And at first there were only like four or five mulling around in the chambers. And then later on you see outside the barricades being opened up. And then I'm sure you had some curious Trump folks thinking they could go in. So I think Pelosi and her daughter, who is possibly associated with Hollywood, need to be vigorously questioned on this whole deal. It just seemed like a whole planned out deal. And then I think on another question here, I think the Supreme Court is going to regret the day that they didn't look at this case, the Texas case versus Pennsylvania, because the president was involved in. I mean, he did have standing. They should have heard the case. So I was wondering what you think on that, and if there could be an emergency Supreme Court deal yet.
Well, Mike is of the opinion if they actually hear it, consider it, see the evidence, it'll be 9-0 because it's that irrefutable. Now, again, some people think that's crazy. I don't know. I really don't know, Rich. I don't. And by the way, on the Capitol breach, I couldn't agree with you anymore. But, I mean, I've had really stern conversations with Senator Kramer about this. He is adamant. Donald Trump played a major role in that, and there were Donald Trump yahoos in there. Not North Dakotans, not good people, but people that are more responsible than any for that. I agree with you. This whole thing was a staged, made-for-TV event. And it worked.
Make your gifting Christmas in a bottle this year with North Dakota's sweet crude liqueur over ice or mixed. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned just right, and warm is my favorite comfort. My perfect sipper on a cold winter's night. Find it at crudespirits.com.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Christmas is my favorite time of the year, and nothing says the holiday spirit like a bottle of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Its rugged, unrefined recipe is the essence of an old-fashioned Christmas. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Crudespirits.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. It's official. The Heron family has purchased a sauna. We're now debating outside or garage.
I'm so jelly.
I'm telling you, do like I'm doing. Like, okay, 2021, skip the lunches, do leftovers. Or, you know, maybe we're going to have a vacation at home. this year and not take one. You do planes, hotels, everything else. You're going to spend the cost of a sauna in a nanosecond. You can get it for like $80 a month. Interest free for 5 years. Somebody else's money you're using. $80 a month. So don't do it for the money thing. Do it for the health thing. Because do your own research. Don't believe a word I say. Everything I've seen from heart doctors to experts, wellness pros on dementia and Alzheimer's, all those things, your chances of getting any of that bad stuff are less and less and less. 20 minutes a day, 20 minutes twice a day in a sauna. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Roll into Bismarck off the expressway to Walmart there. Or Fargo, West Fargo actually, or Grand Forks. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. 1 minute, 1 minute only. Back to the call. 701-258-0550. Text me. Todd's off today. 701-226-8503. Ruger, Golden Valley. 1 minute, 1 minute only. Go.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, two things I'll try and get in a minute. Not good to cut me off. But you're talking about the courts and this is going to come out. I mean, how do you even think it's going to get to the court system? They're not going to hear any cases on this. I mean, people keep saying that, oh, it's going to come out in the courts. Courts are have, man. The leftist maggots own the government now. They own the courts, then they own the voting process. The courts aren't going to hear anything, so that's a fantasy. And if people still think you're going to vote your way out of what we're into now, you're dreaming. And this stuff at the Capitol with, you know, whatever, coup or whatever the hell they wanted to call it. And there was plenty of Trump people in there, too. Only thing that made me mad about is if you're going to go in there and do that, go full bore. Why are you going to go in there and just get yourself arrested? I mean, I couldn't care less who did it. That didn't go far enough as far as I'm concerned. Because,
well, what is the far, define far enough for me? Far enough for me. What do you mean they didn't go far enough? What would you have done if you'd have been in that Capitol?
I wouldn't have went in there doing it that way anyway, but if you're going to go in there and you want to change the government, then keep going until you get a hold of all them congressmen and women, whatever.
What do you mean get a hold of? You're starting to scare me with get a hold of.
What I mean, get in there and grab them around the neck. What do you think I mean?
You're talking about harm them?
Why even go in there if you're not going to do nothing?
Well, I think, first of all, I need to put you on hold because talk about inciting violence. Not that somebody's going to listen to Ruger and Golden Valley say, I'm going to go, oh, that's right, we should have done it better. But the idea that anybody would have been harmed in any way, shape, or form by a Trump supporter of any kind is offensive to me to the core. It's stupid. They're domestic terrorists. They should not have been there. I believe they were pawns. Now, to your point, there are people that if they wanted to, could have done some very bad things. In other words, if what happened is what I believe happened, this was staged, this was planned, but the idea wasn't for somebody to go in there and shoot somebody. You know, you have reckless North Dakota talk show hosts saying the plan was for those Trump people to, what was it, Kevin, pull Mike Pence out in front of the Congress, the Capitol, and shoot him?
Kill him.
Kill him.
That was what we, if they hadn't stopped those people, that's what they were going to do.
No, they weren't.
No, they weren't.
When we say those
and
people.
And we, the majority, mass majority of the people, would not have let that happen. No way.
Well, right. And I think, again, when we say these people, I believe the Trump people that were there meant no harm, but they're mad. They went so far as to break the law and become domestic terrorists because they're mad. They see what's happening to Trump. I'm mad, too. But I wouldn't break the law, number one. Number two, the people that facilitated, I believe, of the 15,000... they were first there, even before the other 35 came and joined that crowd. Only 35,000 of the hundreds of thousands that listened to Donald Trump even came up there. So the 15 that were there, even before Trump stopped speaking, were one of two categories. Organizers, planners, thugs, Antifa, BLM, hired pros, former Navy SEAL, whatever. People that know how you get into a building quick, even when it's being guarded. Now, any law enforcement officer with two brain cells to run together knows there's going to be a large crowd up there and a lot of people there. They were not prepared. Was that incompetence? I believe that's what the majority of Congress now believes because three people at the top have been fired. Two sergeant-at-arms and the police chief of the Capitol Police fired. I also believe because there's an investigation that they also believe there was malfeasance. So that's problem one. But the problem is the really good ones, if they, but not good, I mean really bad, the bad actors, the small percentage of the 15,000 that were there early, they knew right what they were doing. They knew maybe how to, hey, good job, we love you, Blue, on the blue line, we love you. Give them a hug, you take a selfie with me? Lull them into thinking this is no big deal. And meanwhile, they know who's at the window, breaking the window, hoisting people in. Look at the pictures, camo and a helmet. If they wanted to kill Mike Pence, God forbid, or any member of Congress, they'd have done it in a nanosecond. They would have snuck one sniper in there and put him in the gallery. That wasn't what they wanted. What they wanted is what you saw on TV. That's what they got.
But and now we know it.
But your larger point, Ruger, is the courts are not going to hear anything unless there is such ridiculous hue and cry, overwhelming evidence that they will.
Well, now the Norfolk, Virginia FBI office, there's a number of they had notification of this before the president even, and he didn't get any info on it.
The FBI had warning of this before, and they
did. The day before, yes.
They didn't do anything about it.
Right.
Gosh.
Didn't let the president know.
That
president
must have been an accident, Kevin.
Yeah.
Brian in Jamestown, one minute only. Go.
Hey, good morning. I just want to start off by saying what happened at the Capitol last week, like everybody else. There's no way in heck I would have participated in anything like that. I am a Trump supporter. But I think we can learn something from it. So we had, what, four or five people die at that incident that happened last week. 40 to 50 people that died during the BLM riots. I remember seeing footage of private citizens, business owners, Democrats, Republicans begging and pleading congressional members, the president, local elected officials, just begging with every ounce of their moral being, trying to get these people to relate and help. Nothing. And in 1 week, we've got 20,000 people sitting in front of a Capitol. How many congressional members are there versus how many people were at risk during the BLM riots?
Very good point, Brian.
Lives worth more?
No, every life is precious. Every life is precious. And you're absolutely right. I think Kevin Cramer is right when he says it's not about who is in there, it's about what the building represents. And I think that's fair. Protect it better. And by the way, if you don't think there wasn't pros facilitating all this, I think you're getting a little swamp fever. That's all I'm saying. And the hypocrisy, you couldn't have nailed it better.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Eight people, including the bus driver, were injured after a bus veered off the road and was left hanging on an overpass in New York City's Bronx. The NYPD said the incident happened at 11:10 p.m. Thursday. The MTA said the bus may have experienced some sort of brake failure or didn't properly navigate the turn. John Sullivan, a left-wing activist, admitted last week that he followed a pro-Trump mob into the Capitol in order to document the siege, is now under arrest in Utah. The Justice Department criminal complaint is in conjunction with his alleged participation in the Capitol riot. Mr. Sullivan can be heard encouraging protesters in a video he provided to the FBI. He faces charges of civil disorder, entering a restricted building, and violent entry. U.S. District Judge Barbara Rothstein in Seattle said during a hearing Thursday she's not inclined to order Amazon to put Parler back online. Parler, a conservative social media site, is likely to remain offline at least in the near term. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have any Norwegian music?
Yeah. We could go with Aha, Take on Me.
They're Norwegian, aren't they?
They were a Norwegian band, yeah.
How about something a little more traditional, like you'd hear in the background when you're eating Lutefisk? You know,
yeah,
like that?
I'm sure we can dig something up.
Because Carol Juven's coming up here in a little bit, the legendary tour guide for how many? Probably tens of thousands of folks to Norway. Took my wife and I twice. And the kids, and we still to this day call it our best vacation ever. Carol's wife, Barbara, had a little bump with a sidewalk and some slippery things and had a hip broken. She's recovering very well. My wonderful wife, Maria, was so kind. She always is. She said, honey, I'm going to bring them dinner. And I said, I have to go with you because I got to see Carol. So we went over to their house last night, brought a little dinner over, and chicken pot pie. Salad, fruit, and those little chicken, the little chocolate things that you wrap up in gold. You know what I'm talking
about? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was the dessert.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, and then I went home and ate cod. So this is all, this woman did all of this. I think her daughter happened too, so I married well. Anyway, Carol's going to be here at 10 before the hour to tell us about a big Lutefisk dinner they're doing tomorrow at the Sons of Norway in Fargo. Limited seating, so they accommodate social distancing, so they ask you to RSVP. You call the Kringen Club office at 701-232-9222. And you get a half-hour time slot anytime between 10:30 and 1:30 to arrive at the club. Here's the most important part. It's only $20 per person. It's the full dinner, and takeout orders are available. So, let's run them on a Lutefisk tomorrow. Carol will be here to tell us how he prepares it coming up here in just a little bit. Our friends at Pipers would love you to start thinking right now about your land, the land you have. Are you getting all you can out of that land? Our friends at Pipers have become one of the nation's leading land management operations. Yes, you know them for auctions, realty, land and machinery auctions. And they do all that better than anybody. Ask Kevin Pfeiffer to do the math on, I don't know, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months of machinery auctions on the money they're bringing. That's right. And when you call them, I'll give you the number in just a second. When you call them, you can get a catalog sent out to you. You can even say, I would like Scott Hannon to be at my auction and do the radio show from the auction. And they can set you up with that, too. 877-700-4099. We've done it a couple times, mostly at the Pipers locations, and it's great fun. I'm actually looking to go to a retirement auction one time, maybe talk to the family, record things, you know, the whole deal. Find out about their journey. Kids not taking over. Kids did take over, and the grandkids don't want to. All those kind of interesting stories and all the things they've seen, good weather, bad weather. So ask them about that. Pifers.com or 877-700-4099. We appreciate our sponsors. Without them, we're not here. Just know that. Every time you hear one on any of these radio stations, WDAY, K-Fire, AM 1100, The Flag, 1090, The Flag in the Bakken, or KLTC in Dickinson. If you're a first-time caller today, let Daniel, our screener, know that. Todd is off today, so if you're having trouble getting your text on the air, you can text us at 701. This is producer man. Mr. Producer Chris is taking text today, too. 701-352-8661. Mine is 701-367-2054. Text says, Kevin, ask me if this is a compliment or a criticism. Mike Lindell has an excuse with drugs. What is yours? Now, I find it kind of funny. It was meant to be funny thing or snarky?
Oh, snarky.
Snarky, okay. Oh,
snarky.
Yeah. It doesn't matter to me. What else? Scott, the election is over. The Dominion voting machines are wiped of all their data. Scott, it's over. Mike Lindell tells me that, and I'll agree with you.
But might be. We'll see. Might be. More than likely.
It could be. Exactly right. And
might be.
There's a part of me that looks forward to Joe Biden as president only for us to finally reveal to everybody that thought he was the perfect guy what an entire joke his old administration will be. Now, I give him a chance if he actually goes more unit. I did this with Obama. I'm not going to write somebody off in the beginning. I'll give him a chance, but, I mean, what I'm seeing already, we're going to hike taxes. Oh, we're going to wipe out energy. He has got a big bullseye on North Dakota. If he follows through with that, he'll hear from us. And I believe, do you remember Bill Clinton in 1992 elected and he did something called the BTU tax? He taxed fuel.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what?
Coming.
2 years later, he was in the minority.
Yep.
Stunted everything he wanted to do. That's one of the reasons Bill Clinton, despite all the personal picadillos, is still considered a decent president. He took credit for Newt Gingrich and the contract with America and the economic build-outs that came from him.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They're going to do as much as they can, as fast as they can,
Alan,
because they know we're watching.
Oh, true. That's true. They will, absolutely. Alan in Bismarck, you're next to go. 1 minute, 1 minute only. Go.
Hello?
Hi, Alan. You're up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to just say that all this stuff about the ballots where it was different states, those states should do their own laws, whatever, if they get away with being crooked. That's their prerogative. As long as North Dakota did what they were supposed to do, that's great. Now, on the 6th, when Pence turned around and was just doing a formality about the electoral votes counting, and everybody thought he could change the votes, and all of a sudden it became an insurrection, I feel that everybody should read about the insurrection, and the senators should either vote yay or nay on either one. But as long as they read the insurrection and know what the right thing to do during the insurrection, that's what should have happened, or they all should have just voted which way it should have been done.
Alan, thanks for your thoughts. Going to keep rolling here without any commentary unless you ask me a question. Ben and Kenmure, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you. I talked to Todd yesterday about this on his program, but I'll try to be very quick with you. I contacted my North Dakota state representatives and asked them how we're doing the North Dakota elections. Guess what system North Dakota is using? I was told it's Dominion. Don't take my word for it. Check with your own guys and let them know how you feel about it. Also, the day of the riot in the Capitol, NPR had a post on at 9:33 a.m. that Trump supporters had stormed the Capitol and were fighting with the police. So, and I've left Todd a voicemail. I've got a screenshot of that. I left Todd a voicemail on how to contact me and if he wants to see that. And
send me your screenshots to my text to 701-367-2054. Ben, you're a gentleman and a scholar. Thank you for calling. We have first-time callers. We have occasional callers. We have long-term legendary callers. And the next fits that category, the great Fred and Wing. 1 minute, 1 minute only. Go, Fred.
Yes, thank you for getting me on, Scott. I've been trying to get on about this Constitution, but you had new callers and everything, and I appreciate the new people call in. I was hoping that Kevin get a pen out. We're going to go to the Constitution. this Constitution has been hacked over a little bit. I tried to tell Scott the other day that I got the old 1968 version out of the World Book Encyclopedia, and I'm reading it. So I know it hasn't been hacked by somebody that thinks they got more power than God. So anyway, Amendment 13 of the Constitution was for slavery, and we couldn't have slavery. But what they did in Section 2 of 13 is they gave the Congress the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. That was not in Amendment 12, but it did show up in Amendment 13 for a slavery vote. And that was in 1865. Well, then when 1869 came around, they were changing the ballots on the slaves so that the slaves couldn't vote. So Amendment 15 came around. In 1870, it came into Section 1, the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or changed by the United States or the state government in account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. Well, that goes for everybody then. And anyway, then in Section 2 of that amendment, the Congress shall have the power now to enforce the article. And they had the power to enforce that article now that they didn't have before. And then when you get to, then you go to Amendment 23.
Fred, I gave you amendment. Two here, but so just tell me, I get where you're going with this, that, you know, it can say this is okay, but then they also have the right to do it. That's why the Founding Fathers were genius. What's your correlation on that to today?
When we didn't have anybody investigating, like the Congress says we can, when there was voter fraud and votes messed with, and the rights of women's suffrage and for slavery, they went in and they investigated. The Congress investigated it immediately, and in the case of...
I got your point, and I think everybody else does, and I plan to ask Senator Cramer about that as well.
But they didn't.
Because, you know, why would voting be less important or electoral colleges less important than... slavery, that was the issue of the year, but in other words, why can't you do what we did with slavery, with the Electoral College, with voting in Congress, and a redress when nobody else has taken it on? Now, Senator Cramer has had some information presented by a North Dakotan who said, this is what you need to do. You're looking at the wrong amendment, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Then his retort is, well, what about the redress? How do you define what's the proper redress? Is it us doing it when nobody else has? So we'll tackle that too. Patrick and Bismarck, 1 minute, 1 minute only. You're next. Go.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that about your Golden Valley caller and how you cut him off there. He's exactly right. The only way we're going to change anything is by blood or ballot, and the time for ballot is over. Thank you.
Yeah, just not going to hear me say that because I don't think we are at that point. I understand if we don't reform this, that's why we are going to have that kind of problem. There will no longer be free and fair elections, and that powder keg will blow. But I don't believe we're there yet where we need to spill blood to fix this, personally. Do we at some point have to consider that? Of course. I mean, that's what the Civil War was all about, when you feel like you've lost your country. But I don't think we're there yet. And I'm very cautious about people saying that's what we're going to do. John in South Dakota. Your next go.
Hey, I heard, thanks for letting me on. I heard Heidi Heitkamp mentioning Reverend Graham and that he supposedly paid someone to have sex in front of him with his wife. Just wanted to point out to her that was entirely wrong. That was Reverend Falwell's son who was accused of that.
Okay, help me, John. Where did you hear that? Where did she say that?
I just heard it a few minutes ago, and I don't know if I got switched over to a different show or what the deal was. I tried calling in to correct it. I might be...
Do you know anything about that, Kevin? I don't know what she would have said there. We'll do some checking on that, John. Thanks.
Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces. We've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, and we're in a sauna. We're starting out 2021 doing the radio ads in a sauna. Why are we doing that?
Because it is the number one wellness product on the planet Earth. There's a lot of benefits, including, you know, you sit in a sauna, you boost your immune system, your white blood cells, and that prevents illness. So a lot of good and a lot more good beyond that, but that's just one to talk about.
Your New Year's resolutions come true with a sauna purchase from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
2021 is certain to be an exciting new year with lots of optimism in Piper's land and equipment markets. Piper's equipment auctioneers are currently booking sales well into the spring and summer of 2021 and are providing lots of options for you to turn iron into cash. Whether you'd like to host a private retirement auction or if you'd like to participate in one of our regional auctions at one of our state-of-the-art facilities in Bowman and Steele, North Dakota or Sioux Falls, South Dakota, contact a Piper's auction associate today for a free consultation. From all of us at Piper's, here's wishing you a happy holiday season and a prosperous new year.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Round Jack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Doesn't sound like Norwegian music.
No.
We're going to save that for when Carol gets on, right?
Yes.
He'll be here in a moment.
Yep.
He'll be here in a moment. All right. Back on What's on Your Mind. Chris in McKenzie County, 1 minute, 1 minute only after I tell you about PetraServe USA. Making America feel better and making you fed better. Home cooking at PetraServe USA. Why is Siri talking to me right now? Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Chris has got the wrong number for Carol Juven and their fellows, so we got to pick that out. Daniel, are you trying to get Carol? Okay, we need to get Carol on here because we're going to run out of time. So, sorry, we're calling an audible here. I don't know what's going on, but I just noticed that's not the right number for him, so we got to get that in. I'll let Chris and...
We can do it.
Yes, we can. Anyway, lunch today at Petra Serve USA.
Yes, sign me up.
It's Friday.
Where are we going?
Okay, I'd go two Sloppy Joes and chips in Harwood.
Okay.
You never go wrong with a Sloppy Joe. Pulled pork sandwiches, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. The meatballs, you got to go to Euland today. You have to go a little north, Kev, of your home base.
Okay.
Euland, a chicken tenders, 12th Avenue North and I-29 and Valley City, exit 292. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine.
Ooh, there you
go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Ah, you're clucking.
Petra Serve USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Sorry, Chris, McKenzie County, go. You got 1 minute.
Hey, do you remember when I called about a couple of months ago and I was talking about a plague if we end up with the wrong election results?
I think we already got the plague, though, didn't we? You're talking about another plague or what?
No, that's the thing. What would a plague look like in our times, you know? And it's socioeconomic. It's, you know, we love our country, and it can become a wreck real quick with the wrong leadership. And then if you could please pose a question to Senator Cramer about the notion of antitrust and how it might apply to Congress, or the Democrat Party, and all the media outlets running so much so that they can shut down Parler and make it hard for you to get your word out and shut down websites and things like that. We're in a situation where the government is becoming a trust. And do you think the Congress could do anything about trust busting when it comes to themselves?
Yeah, that's a good question. I have no idea. But I think you raise a very good point that collusion is obvious to everyone but a third grader. And I think third graders have more common sense than even most members of Congress. Not ours, of course, because they're ours. But you're absolutely right. Great point. Thank you for that. What I don't understand is if you are saying the election was messed up this time, it's going to bring a plague. I think we already have one, is all I'm saying. The great Carol Jubin is here from Jubin Tours and Travel. Hoping against hope that they'll be back in the air to Norway in May with groups. They've got planes reserved. They got everything going, but nothing's final right now. Assuming the numbers stick where they are, that'll probably happen May, June, July. But I have him here today in his role as the chef extraordinaire with a great team down at Sons of Norway Fargo, where they're going to be whipping up some Lutefisk tomorrow. One of the famous. Is this Sunday or tomorrow? I think I said tomorrow, but it's Sunday, right, Carol?
Sunday, yeah, it's Sunday. The 17th.
Okay, so it's Sunday. This weekend, and it is at the Kringen Club, Sons of Norway. You must RSVP. That's how they accommodate the social distancing, get everybody slotted in. Pick a half-hour slot anytime between 10:30 and 1:30 to get there. $20 per person. Takeout orders available. Now the big question. How is your lutefisk served there so very different from anything anybody's ever known about lutefisk? What's the secret?
TLC. Tender, loving care.
Wow. Simple as that. It's not the recipe. It's not how it's iced down or what you serve it with or any of that. It's all just TLC from top to bottom.
Right. We use a program that has been going on for over 50 years that I've been cooking fish. And we're going to go down today now and salt it down. And tomorrow we'll take that water off and put on ice cold water, and then we'll pour that off on Sunday morning. And Sunday morning we'll have the cookers going, and it will be served.
Now you don't boil it, do you, Carol? It's you broil it or roast it, bake it, right?
No, I poach it.
Poach it, okay. Very good.
Never boils.
Gotcha.
I've been part of this operation for a little bit. I was basically the freezer boy, you know, taken from freezer. So I've seen the TLCs talking about it, and it is incredible. A lot of lutefisk out there, in my opinion, is better used to caulk windows, but not Carol. Not Carol and not what they do right there at Sons of Norway. So, again, Sunday, 10:30 to 1:30, choose a half-hour time, anytime between 10:30 and 1:30, arrive at the club. Call them to RSVP, 701-232-9222. Then you get right in, got your spot, get your wonderful lutefisk, and takeout orders are available. We're looking to set a new record for takeout orders on Sunday because there's no excuse. You got to do it. Carol, are we going
to
Norway?
Happy New Year to everybody, and welcome.
Are we going to Norway soon, sir?
We'll be going to Norway as soon as they let us fly in and put us in quarantine.
Right, and it's looking better every day that might be May, June, July. But you have planes, you have seats, you got all that on hold. It's just a matter of whether we get the green light, right?
Everything is reserved.
And, of course, if you go to Norway, you got to go with Carol Juven and the team at Juven Tours and Travel, because you don't just stay in the best hotels, eat like kings there, but you also meet the people. 2379000, call them,
the
folks.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.